in the couch so you can count your coins.
Count your coins.
Start counting 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 your coins. Go, go, funds are going down.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is a weekly punk rock show. We all fall down. And not only we all fall down, we have here a special guest, Johnny Bones, all the way from CJSF 90.1 FM, Red Radio, the beautiful host. Hello, my friend.
How's it going, Tim? How you doing, man?
Very good. Excited to see you. And we heard your beautiful band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was our track, Count Your Coins, off of our self-titled album that came out a year or so ago, I think.
Just no, 2010 that was.
Yeah? Well, that's 2 years. Yeah, man. We have not... We need to record some more stuff, I guess.
Yes, you definitely need to do that. Let's tell the people a little bit about why you're here and why we're doing what about our beautiful project we're doing today.
Well, I'm here because you were kind enough to give me a call, and you're like, "Hey, John, I've got this amazing idea to do kind of like a crossover show." I'm like, "A crossover, like comic books?" You're like, "Sort of." So basically, like, you come on my show and we'll do some of my stuff, and then I come on your show and I'll do some of my stuff, and it'll be fun. I'm like, that sounds amazing, especially because you guys have such a nice, swanky studio here. It's very fancy at CITR. At CJSF, we have a little box that usually smells like our DJs. So just walking in, you can usually remember who was in before. You're like, yeah, that was... X name DJ. But no, so we're here and we're doing your show, and I got my big bag of records, and we'll play some stuff. And then if you guys tune in tonight at 10 p.m. to CJSF 90.1 FM, you can hear Tim on my lovely show, Rad Radio.
Yeah, we're both, like, you know, our shows, and we're, as people, we are friends, so it kind of makes sense for us to do this type of friendship show, unity type of punk rock event, and we decided to do it that way. So we'll do normal shows, like We All Fall Down or Red Radio, but in each show we'll do a block which represents each other's show. So, for example, John, he will be doing a block of music on We All Fall Down today, which represents Red Radio and his music taste.
Yes, yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, you laid that out a lot better than I did.
No, you didn't. Okay, but for now we'll start with a little bit of music. I have prepared for you some little bit of new tunes, and the tune I'd like to start you with is by the local band called Real McKenzies.
Ooh,
the band has a brand new album called West Winds, and the album came out this Tuesday. It's a brand new record on it's out in the world on Fat Records and in Canada on Stomp Records.
Stomp.
Yeah, so we'll start with a little bit of music, and then John will play some music for you, which represents magnificent show Rad Radio.
I love your use of the word magnificent. I gotta start rolling the R's in Rad Radio more. Rad Radio.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay, beautiful. Let's start. This is Real McKenzies on We All Fall Down and Rad Radio, both at the same time.
You!
der roten Flora meinen Pimmel zeige.
Oder lass ich bei Gewitter einen Drachen am Drahtseil steigen. Gefährliches Leben hat seinen Preis, aber man lebt nur einmal. Was soll der Scheiß? Ich bleibe mutig. Ich bleibe mutig. Ziemlich gut, nicht?
The folks at the Waldorf Hotel invite you to join them Thursday, March 29th for The Coat Hangers and White Mystery. The Coat Hangers are an all-girl quartet from Atlanta who will hook you with their unaffected, unpretentious, and deliciously sloppy form of rock. White Mystery is a brother-sister rock and roll duo all the way from Chicago. Doors for Coat Hangers and White Mystery are at 9, and advanced tickets are available through thewaldorfhotel.com. Again, that's The Coat Hangers and White Mystery, Thursday, March 29th at the Waldorf Hotel in Vancouver.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold. But the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. Know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot and salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and we're having a crossover show, We All Fall Down, and Red Radio CJSF 90.1 FM, correct?
That is correct. Very good, Tim.
Let me quickly tell you what I've played for you. The last song we heard was by the German band called Die Ärzte. That was a song called Mütig, and their new album is called Auch, and it comes out on April 13th on Hot Action Records. Die Ärzte, a legendary band from Germany. They've been around for more than 20 years. They're one of those bands which started like early 80s and still doing their thing. They're huge in Germany, and their new album is should be a good record. Before that, we heard a new song from Antiflag, the band from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That was a song of their new album called General Strike. It's out last week on Side One Dime Records. And we heard a song called This Is The New Sound. And I played you this song because there's a new video released for this particular track on YouTube website. And in the video, the band is battling puppets in the prison.
What?
That is correct. Yeah, it's a little bit strange video, but there's a commentary and the band explained why they decided that is appropriate thing to do.
I'm sure they have a reason. They usually, Antiflag usually has a reason for everything that they do.
Yeah, but it's still a shady reason for battling puppets versus people. But go check them out. It's a new song called This Is a New Sound on YouTube by Antiflag. Before that I played the Menzingers from their album On the Impossible Past, and it was a song called Sun Hotel. And I played the Menzingers because they are playing this weekend, this Saturday in Seattle. They are playing the Cheap Girls and the Sidekicks. And I opened this block of music with the Real McKenzies, a new song from new album. The name of the song is I Do What I Do, and it was from the album West Winds, which is out this Tuesday on Stomp Records in Canada and Fat Records in United States of American country.
Yes,
correct. Okay, so let's get down to our project. The project is you playing the block of music which represents Red Radio, and tonight I'm playing the block of music which represents We All Fall Down.
Yeah, totally. So I brought in my wonderful bag of records.
It's a really wonderful big bag of records. That is correct. Red bag.
That's a very small portion of my personal record collection. I'm a bit of a vinyl junkie. But yeah, if you guys have never listened to Rad Radio, we're on every Thursday at 10 to 11 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, and we play punk, a lot of ska, because I'm a huge ska punk fan, reggae, rockabilly, and yeah, a little bit of everything. And we try to have a real focus on the local Vancouver DIY punk scene. So I'm going to try to toss in all of that and some local bands too.
Yeah. And you know, like, I'm a regular listener of Red Radio, so I know that the guys at Red Radio, they're doing a such a better job than me supporting local music. Right. Because they know all the cool local bands, and you, I don't know how you do that, but like, you always have all the coolest new bands which I never heard of.
I go to a lot of shows, and in turn, I got a lot of band t-shirts in my closet. I have like one drawer of pants, one drawer of socks, and the rest is all t-shirts. It's almost as bad as my vinyl addiction.
Okay, what do you like to start with?
Well, I got two Canadian bands. Let's start off with a turntable one. I got these boys, Klein's 96, who I got to see out in Abbotsford at Woody's Indoor Skate Park when the Rebel Spell was playing. And I went to go see Rebel Spell, obviously. And my buddy's the Killed Spirit, so I'm going to be playing later. We miss you, Sean. And and these guys, Klein's 96, who I'd never heard of before and still don't get to hear that much of, played. And they just tore the place apart, so I grabbed all the vinyl that they had. I got a 12-inch and a 7-inch, and it's absolutely amazing. Best purchase of the year, I think, for sure.
So it's Klein's 96, and I think they're from Regina.
Somewhere Saskatchewan, Regina-y area. Somewhere east.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know exactly, but they're awesome. This song's called Trojan Horse, and it's got Steve Buscemi in the beginning of it. It's very good.
Okay, so let's listen. This is the block of music which represents John and Red Radio on CJSF, and this is Klein's 96.
I guess you think you're, you know, like an authority figure? That stupid fucking uniform, huh, buddy? Can't clip on tie there? Big fucking man, huh? Yo, who's the winner for your life, man? Little fucking gay here.
We'll be right back. together the day after the 10th. We're no safer, the fears all we remember. To honor them is cheaper to drive to bomb shelters.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage, The Zoo Shop, and across the bridge, North Vancouver Music Gallery.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Music, the art of sound and time. Waste, to cause to lose energy, strength, or vigor. Music Waste, Vancouver's annual independent cultural festival, accepting submissions until March 31st. The festival will run from June 7th through the 10th at venues across East Vancouver and, as always, will focus on the city's more innovative and genre-defying music. Don't forget to also mark your calendars for a fundraiser planned for April 6th at the Astoria Hotel. To submit to become a part of Music Waste, just visit musicwaste.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. And we are doing the crossover show, The Red Radio, from CJSF 90.1 FM. Our friends, our comrades, and our buddies.
Hooray!
And we just heard a special block from Johnny Bones. And this block represents what you usually hear and normally hear on CJSF. From 10 to 11 p.m. every Thursday on Red Radio.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about it. Can you see?
Kind of. Yeah. I got pretty poor eyesight, I'm not going to lie, but
I'll help you. So the last song we heard, it was Classics of Love.
Yes, the amazing new album from Jesse Michaels, old frontman of Operation Ivy, which most of you obviously know. If you don't, you should. He also had a band called Kamen Rider, which were amazing. And now this is a brand new venture. I think they got a 7-inch out too, like Walking Shadows, I think it's called, or something like that.
There's a P and a 7-inch.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. If you guys haven't picked up the new self-titled album, go do it. You can get it on Asian Man Records. Before that, we had...
Bomb the Music Industry.
Yes, an amazing little 7-inch with... 10-inch, actually, with O Pioneers. Not my favorite side, the O Pioneers, but, you know, the Bomb the Music Industry side is amazing. Before that, we had the Matadors, my favorite horrorbilly band from Ontario, I'm pretty sure they're from. Something like that. Wherever the Creep Show's from, they're from the same little small town.
Burlington.
Yeah, that's the one. Thank you. Amazing. Check out Horrorbilly 9000. Definitely my favorite album from them. Sweet Revenge, which is their newest effort. It's really good, too. Before that, we had The Rebel Spell, the best damn punk rock band in Vancouver, hands down. That was off their album Expression in Layman's Term. The song was I See Fire, which is a favorite of mine. First track I ever heard by The Rebel Spell. I highly recommend you go pick up It's a Beautiful Future.
The new album.
Yeah, the brand new album. It's stellar. I know they're on tour right now, taking it around Canada a bit. They're supposed to get back next month, I think. Super awesome. I messaged them and tried to get them to print some shirts up for them before they went on tour, but I missed them by like 2 days. So
tell about your small side business.
Oh yeah. I'm a man of many traits. I have two bands, the Bone Daddies, which is a ska punk band. You can find us on facebook.com/bonedaddies. Also have a busking band called the Still Spirits. We play bluegrass and play in street corners out front of liquor stores. If you like crazy bluegrass, and we usually have moonshine with us that we brew ourselves, so if you want to nip and give us a quarter, we'll play you a song. You can check us out on facebook.com/stilledspirits. I also have a silk screening business. It's called Skeletone Printing. Again, you can find us on Facebook, just /Skeletone Printing. So far I've done shirts for the Dreadnoughts, and I just did some shirts for my buddies Brady Problems. They're very cool. I'm in talks with a couple other bands around town, multiple partners and a few other guys. Yeah, and I also do midnight horror movies, which tomorrow night, if you are around Pitt Meadows, go down to the Hollywood 3 Cinemas at 11:30, doors open, and I do midnight horror movies. This month is Hellraiser. It's $5 the door, gets you in. I usually have DJ, I have opening acts over from burlesque to comedians to live musicians. Then the movie, there's also prizes from our bunch of Sinister sponsors that I work with around town. I have free tattoos to give away, free piercings, comic books, clothing, haircuts, tea. I think I'm forgetting. Oh, free movie rentals from this awesome little shop called Little Shop of Movies that just opened up in Ridge because, you know, Rogers and Blockbusters have all shut down their stores, so there's no place to rent videos. So this guy, Jim, that I know, he opened up a little tiny movie shop and he rents movies, and now he's a sponsor, and he's awesome. I'm actually going to have him on Rad Radio at the end of April. He's going to come in because he's having some bands play at his store to kind of cross promote. So I'm having him and his buddies Flat Black in the studio. But yeah, if you go to our Facebook page, what am I talking about? Horror show. Yeah. go facebook.com/Hollywood3horrorshow. You can get all the info there. If there's a horror movie you want to see, post it up on the wall. I try to put up polls so people can vote for what they want to see. And
Where is it you said looking?
It's Hollywood 3 Cinemas. There's one in Surrey, but the one I do it is in Pitt Meadows. It's right on the corner of Lougheed and Harris Road by the McDonald's. You can't miss it if you take the 701 for Coquitlam. Super easy to get to. It's $5. Guarantee it's the best $5 you will spend at midnight on a Friday if you're not at a bar drinking somewhere. And of course you can listen to Rad Radio on our Facebook, facebook.com/Rad Radio, and go into our notes section. All of our podcasts are there. At least for 6 months, because after that apparently they get deleted off the server or something like that. That's everything I do. I do a lot of junk that doesn't make me a lot of money
but makes you a lot of fun.
Yes, super fun.
Before then we also heard the beatdown from their self-titled album, and it was a song It's All Right, and we opened this red block of music with Kleins 96 from Modern Future, and it was a song called Trojan Horse.
Yes, very good song, and an excellent clip from Steve Buscemi at the beginning there.
Yeah.
I love it.
We're almost done. We have 5 minutes. Let me quickly play you one second last song. I'd like you to play the Valuables, because tonight they are playing at the Library Square. They are playing to the band called Radi. I don't know how to pronounce that. R-A-D-I-I.
I think you got it right. Radi?
Radi, yeah.
R-A-D-I-I. They're rad with two eyes at the end for
red,
some reason.
Red two.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, red, red squared.
Yeah, yeah. The, I know that the guy from the spin-offs now plays in this the band already. But anyway, we'll listen to the Valuables. They're playing tonight at the Library Square, and it's a higher learning session, which is every Thursday at the Library Square. So let's quickly listen to the Valuables, and then we'll say you a goodbye words in terms of saying thank you. I guess yes. this is what I meant.
Oh, I could listen to you talk all day, Tim.
Okay, so this is the Valuables from Vancouver, British Columbia.
I can't take anymore. Yeah, the sky is still falling all around my door. I don't know what to do about this, but if it doesn't stop soon, I'm about to pitch a fit. Yeah, we about to pitch a fit. It's gonna be a downpour. Yeah, 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 yeah. And now we're coming down. We got to stay up now. There's though there's water everywhere. My throat is dry as dirt. Yeah, I need something that I ain't getting here. I need that sun on my face. Now let me make that clear now. Yeah, let me make that clear. It's gonna be a downfall. Dig, 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 yeah. And now we're coming down. We got to stay up now. Downfall. Dig, 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 yeah. And now we're coming down. We got to stay.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR, and this is a weekly punk rock show. We All Fall Down. We just heard the track by the Valuables from their self-titled EP, and it was a song called Downpour, and the band is playing tonight at the Library Square. That's the end of the announcement. That was the special edition of We All Fall Down, a crossover show with Red Radio. Tonight you can hear us together again, but we will switch roles a little bit.
I will be talking a lot more. I'll be yelling in the mic a lot more. I'm kind of reserved right now. Yeah.
But yeah, tonight, tune in and CJSF 90.1 FM on, also available on CJSF.ca.
Yep.
From 10 to 11 p.m., Red Radio, not only this week, do it on a weekly basis if you like what Johnny played for you.
Please, please. Yeah, and if you guys have requests, you can also call us. The station number is 778-782-2573 or 778-782-CJSF. If you like to spell your phone numbers.
Or just send them on, you always do the Facebook
thing. Yeah, yeah, go onto our Facebook, facebook.com/radradio. You can always post up requests. I love hearing from people and playing stuff for people so it doesn't feel like I'm just like, you know, listening to my own records at home. If people want to hear stuff, I like playing stuff for them because that way I always find out about new bands that I've never heard of before. So it's really good.
Okay, we're done here. Listen to us tonight. This will be the second part of Crossover Show. And I'd like to finish the song by The Brains. The Brains are playing this Saturday at the Iron Road Studios, March 31st.
Yeah, I didn't know the show was coming up so quick. I gotta go.
Yeah, this Saturday. So I'd like you to play the song by The Brains. They're one of the best Canadian horror-billy, psychobilly bands. And see you or hear you tonight at the CJSF Red Radio. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tim.
Some say he was born on a distant planet 4,538 years ago. Others say he was sold for $500 to a traveling carnival sideshow. But all I know is
Zippy!
He's the cool and cool whip.
Zippy!
He's the blasting bean dip.
Watch out, yow! Cause here he comes, a totally modular fellow, the maraschino in jello. Zippy!
What a baby boomer.
Zippy!
He's a real consumer. If the rinse cycle of sorrow is spoiling your day,
there's a polka dotted pinhead heading your way.
He put the whiz in the cheese. His life's a patio of fun, a heart as pure as Sister Breeze.
Loads and loads of ding dong, Zippy.
From Levittown to Rigel,
Zippy.
It's taco sauce and Dijo. The 24-hour shopping mall is
where he's at. Are we having fun yet, Liz and Lonnie?
You bet,
Zippy.
From Mars.
touch me. The polka dotted pinhead that working his way into your artificial heart today. Zippy, zippy, zippy.
Zippity do da ba bo za zo zi zo za do bo zi do do bo 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 za zo. Oh, two pieces, this is a super so say. That means a baby, you can use 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 a
baby, you can use a baby, you
can use a baby, you can use a baby,
you can use a from coast to coast, even alien game show hosts want Zippy. He's hot as a wire, Zippy. All a deep fat fryer, the polka dotted pinhead with a ton of glamour, living in the fast lane at the Boomerama. He's the fairhead with the bow. He's in the here and now. It's Zippy.
Bustles of people.
You're listening to Ink Studs on CITR 101.9 FM. My guest today is Bill Griffith. Bill is probably one of the most prolific of the underground cartoonists. I realized as prepping for this interview, his latest book, Lost and Found, is a collection of various short stories from, what was it, 1969 to 2003, and is just over 350 pages as well. Bill has a unending collection of Zippy, the Pinhead books. You've been doing that for a little over 30 years, the syndicated strip?
Well, no. The daily strips syndication started in 1986, so I'm getting, I'm closing in on 30 years, not quite. But Zippy was a weekly syndicated strip syndicated by myself from 1976, so 10 years previous to the daily, it was a weekly.
Did you ever think, like, when I mentioned how prolific, did you ever think about that? Like, in terms of your contemporaries, this massive volume of work that you have, and kind of look back at that?
Yeah, it's kind of scary. It's like a giant pile. I don't know. I guess I'm a little compulsive. I like to work a little every day, pretty much. I mean, I do take days off, but if I go for, you know, a vacation of a few weeks, I get kind of itchy. And I feel like I should be drawing, which is partly why I started doing travel sketches, because I felt probably that was some sort of compromise between doodling and drawing comics. So at least I was keeping my rapidograph busy. But yeah, it's some sort of compulsion I have to just work a lot. When I first started doing the Daily Zippy, I actually was a little taken aback by the idea of it, even though I had this large pile of work already behind me, because doing it every day on schedule seemed kind of frightening. I remember when the San Francisco Examiner first approached me to do a daily, which was a year before it went into national syndication, I remember them asking me, and I thought, oh great, they want to just use my weekly strip, but I can charge a lot more. And they said, no, a daily. And I said, you mean like a job? And the guy said, yeah, like a job. He even told me I had to join the union. And I think my first response was a very qualified yes, but only if I could have a few months to run backlog strips as I felt I needed to, so I could get into the rhythm of a daily, or to see if I could. And within 6 months, I was in the rhythm, but it wasn't comfortable. It took me years to get, probably 5 or 6 years, to get comfortable with it. And now it's just like breathing. It's just very easy for me, and it seems very natural.
Do you do like a daily routine with, like, as far as, like, a regimented work schedule of having to get a certain amount of panels done?
Well, yeah, I mean, I work five days a week and sometimes six. I try not to do six every week, but in the 5 days, I have to do seven strips. So on some days I just do one, and some days I do two. And my routine is pretty much the same Monday to Friday. I get up and have breakfast, and then I go for a walk. And on my walk, which is at a nearby kind of state park, it's kind of a wacky place called Gillette Castle. It's an old turn-of-the-century eccentric structure built by a well-known actor named William Gillette, who was famous for doing Sherlock Holmes around 1900 to 1920. And it's his estate, which has been turned into a state park, and I walk around it. There's railroad tracks and goofy tunnels and buildings all over the place. And when I finish my walk, I usually have a strip. I keep a notebook in my pocket. And the strips often come to me on the walk, literally like a radio signal or something entering my head. Sometimes they come full-blown. Sometimes all I get is the first panel. Sometimes I only get the end, the last panel. And then I come home and my little editor voice inside my head takes over and tries to organize it.
Now, earlier you mentioned joining the union. What did you think about that after you had been involved in... No, was it necessarily unionizing that you guys had tried with the underground movement, but, like, cooperative or collectivizing the work?
My underground comics days, as with all of the underground cartoonists, compatriots of mine at the time, it was kind of a collective, and I think the publishers and the cartoonists were basically in it together, even though we occasionally had problems with each other, because nobody was making a lot of money, and it was done for love. It was done not entirely not for money. I mean, obviously there was money to be made. I remember after Young Lust came out, I started to be able to make a semblance of a living out of comics, and I was very happy about that. But we were all in it together to make something happen that we all felt was important, and that was an alternative to the then stultifying world of superhero comics and kids comics that were coming out of mainstream.